This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. The last time he was on my show was back in October of 2019. We're talking about Avaging Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol VIVXF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. They're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol VIV. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Kim Anthony. Kim, welcome to the show.
Glad to be back, Trevor.
For all my new listeners, and like I said, it's been a little over a year since you've been on the show, just get briefly for 20 or 30 seconds, give us an about statement of who you are and what you guys do.
What we are is a health tech company that discovered, not invented, discovered a very interesting product that is made from beta-carotene but has no beta-carotene in it, and it has tremendous health effects, ranging from improving and priming the immune system to a very active anti-inflammatory.
You know, I saw out there, if you would, just briefly before we get into the Q&A, you put out a press release, I think about a month ago, saying that you're going to start in April with the Oxy Beta, pushing that out. If you would, describe to them what exactly that is.
We have several products. If you look at three vertical markets, one where we're furthest advanced is in livestock, where if you give it to livestock, and I'll talk about a couple of those benefits, you can safely discard the antibiotics as gross promoters. The animals perform terrifically, and those animals that don't get antibiotics regularly, it really helps them, like dairy cattle, sows, etc. It reduces the bacteria in their milk. Everybody's healthier, and you'll see sales that have been generated from that, and a very important published paper for dairy cattle that came out of New Zealand. So we're in all of the various livestock sectors. The other is companion animal, where last year, mid-year, we launched a companion animal product in as a joint venture with Dr. Tobias, and their animal chews, and they really help with inflammation, joint health for animals, as well as their immune system. But most recently, just last month, we launched a human nutraceutical product. I've been taking it myself for about a year and a half, extremely helpful in this time
Wow.
of COVID. And we launched it on Amazon, again, with a joint venture with Dr. Tobias. It's under their brand. It's called Beta Blend, and it really does help with your immune system and as an anti-inflammatory. And so that's just getting going.
Yeah, I think nutraceuticals are going to be the big thing going forward here in the next couple of years. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And people are looking for where their diets are deficient, where they need superfoods, if you will. And yep. This is one of those products that falls squarely into those that category. Its anti-inflammatory action is several times more aggressive than glucosamine, and it is a wonderful immune enhancer.
Well, I wanted to get you back on the show because, one, it's been over too long. It's been over a year and a half since you've been on the show. But I know a number of positive developments at Avagen since the last time we spoke are starting to develop. If you would, bring out the highlights. Where are we at, and where are we going forward?
Well, we just in February completed a financing. It was 50% oversubscribed at an increased size amount. So the market has been very receptive to us. They understand the story. It was done on a bought deal basis, so it was not a private placement. It was a very successful deal. Now, we've had significant announcements of sales, finally, which starting to fall like dominoes. We did several commercial trials on farms in Mexico, both swine farms and dairy cattle farms. The dairy is very interesting in that the dairy herds that trialed our products found a significant reduction in bacteria, enhancement in the protein structure of the milk. And it's not because it's a drug, but it's because it helps with the overall health of the animal. The same with sows. And I think you're going to find some very interesting study results come out of Iowa State soon. But in any event, the trials in Mexico have resulted. We announced two significant sales contracts, one for 10 tons of our product to a company called Melder, and another 5 tons to a company called Transformadora. And we've got more that we'll be announcing in the near future. So we've got a tremendous accelerator, if you will, in Mexico. The company that is our partner in Mexico, MIG, they're called, we've just granted them permission to go and get registration in 5 Costa Rica and 4 South American countries, so that they can take their success in Mexico and transport it elsewhere. As I mentioned, we launched the human nutraceutical product. It's under the name Beta Blend, under the brand of Dr. Tobias. One of the other things that has been very helpful is we've got caught up on publishing papers in peer-reviewed journals, which is a big deal for our customers and investors. So a sow trial, a trial for sows, was published in the British Journal of Nutritional Science, which showed that the quality of the colostrum in milk and bacteria count were greatly enhanced for piglets. The piglets all weaned heavier, healthier, and you'll see some additional information coming out on other trials we've done. A dairy trial, a very large dairy trial, was conducted in New Zealand. It was press released last year, and that resulted in the Mexican dairy operations trialing our product. But it was really a terrifically successful study done in New Zealand. They just published the results had their results and paper accepted in the New Zealand Journal of Veterinary Science. And it showed a remarkable ability of the cattle that are on the dairy cows that are on our product from their own systems to fight off subclinical mastitis and keep it at bay. We also published a paper in Poultry Science showing the benefits of just trace amounts of our product for broilers. And again, we've got more, but these are very important milestones for us. And so, what you're seeing now is at long last, the results of hand-to-hand combat. And looking forward, we're going to see an acceleration of that growth in revenues.
Kim, I want to change gears here just for a second. Last year, and talk about a little bit of the metrics. I think last year your revenues were just a tad bit under $900,000 for the year. That being said, what do you see the biggest difference in the company now versus 12 months ago?
Well, 12 months ago, we were getting one-off sales to customers. Right. And now we're getting purchase orders, like I mentioned, the two totaling 15 tons, which is more, than all of last year's sales, from two customers stretching over the next year. And we're seeing that coming with recurring frequency, increasing frequency, that where customers are making commitments into the future. And our existing customers, whether they're in the Philippines or Thailand, even where they started small, we're seeing them increasing in their order frequency and order amounts. And we even have a small pet food company that's making dog food in Taiwan that is using our product and putting our product on their packaging to highlight the attractiveness of their dog food. So nice. All of this has been happening over the last sort of 3 to 6 months.
Going forward there, being in the space that you're in, just on the OTC market and the TSX Venture, all these companies in that particular space have challenges going forward. What do you think the biggest challenges and opportunities that face you here in the next 2 or 3 quarters?
Well, in the next 2 or 3 quarters, it's just delivering on our, it's really not challenges. It's what we're looking forward to, is just delivering on our purchase order commitments and realizing we've done a number of other commercial trials out in the markets in various jurisdictions and turning those successful trials, because they've all been successful, into purchase order commitments.
people that are listening to the interview, why should they go out there and take a look and maybe purchase your stock?
Because of the change in the trajectory. We're no longer proving our product. We're realizing in sales. We've got discussions underway with large distribution companies in jurisdictions that we're not in, and we're realizing sales increasingly in the jurisdictions that we're in.
My guest today has been Kim Anthony. He is the CEO and director of Avigen Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol VIVXF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look him up on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol VIV. Kim, thank you so much for coming on the show. The only thing I ask, sir, is you don't wait another year and a half to come back on. I find what you guys are doing out there is so impressive, and I think that you guys are going to make a paradigm shift in the industry and the space that you're in, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck out there.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.